This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1838. Don't throw in the towel with English idioms.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Are you experimenting with giving up any kind of food to see what happens? Today, get the skills you need to say that you are taking a break from a substance like coffee, for example, and find out when it's okay and not okay to bring this up in American culture. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey, how's it going today? How's everything?
Excellent. What about you?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing well. But last week I went off coffee, and our listeners know I'm crazy about coffee. So yeah, I don't know.
How's it going?
I don't know what's gotten into me.
I'm a little worried about you.
I know. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's going okay. I miss it. I definitely miss it. Like, I love the ritual of making coffee in the morning and the smell of it and starting my work with my coffee. It's the best thing.
And so why did you go off coffee?
So I wanted to see what it would feel like, you know, if coffee was impacting anything in my body or making me tired or too overly energized, and just see what it feels like. And I also want to, just kind of clear out the system a little bit summer. Yeah.
Do you feel like you've experienced caffeine withdrawals or not really?
Not surprisingly, not really. I did have some headaches the first couple of days. Mm-hmm. But now I'm good. I mean, other than I think about it, like, my heart wants my coffee, right? But my body's not like, oh my God, we can't live. We can't survive.
Nice. I think it's a lot what you said, the ritual of it though, because
it's a ritual.
We all love our rituals, and I'm the same. I love, like, brewing it in the morning. There's just something
so good.
Peaceful about something being the same every day.
There really is. And so many people get this pleasure out of coffee. It's true. Or other things, right? Maybe breakfast, rituals, other things we do every day. But what are we talking about today? I feel like everyone is going to be able to relate to today's episode.
For sure. Yes. This came up when you were talking about being off coffee, because natives really don't say, like, I stopped drinking coffee. We have all these other different idioms for stopping something, for quitting.
Yes.
And that was one of them. We talked about it briefly. To be off something. Like, I've said before that I would go off sugar. You went off coffee, just meaning we're going to stop consuming that for a while.
I also think it's kind of good to know, like, to check whether you're addicted to something, you know, like,
Let's to see if you check do in. Experience withdrawals.
Exactly. It also speaks to self-control, right? Just kind of a mastery over one's body, right? Which I think is valuable, and to know that you're not out of control with a substance or a food or a flavor or something, right?
Yes. And this actually, It's a really good thing to joke about too, to talk about going off something that's actually really good for you, you know? Yeah, like if you ask someone if they're going to the gym or if they're exercising, you'd be like, no, I'm off exercise for a while. Like just to be funny, right? Yeah, to talk about quitting something that actually you should be doing.
Right. Right. Or I'm off carrots, you know, I'm off my Doritos. Right, guys, this is what native speakers do. And this is one of what we want you to take away from today's episode. We're going to get into some of these expressions, but think about this as you listen today. Think about using it in the other direction, the other way, to actually make it sarcastic, to be funny in English.
Yes. I love that. I would love to hear you guys do that, right? So that's really good humor, fun wordplay.
Yes. So the first one you already know, right? I'm off coffee. I'm off sugar. Really common and native and natural, and more interesting than saying I've stopped drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then let's give you a few more idioms that we also use. The first one is to quit cold turkey. So often when we stop something, we'll sort of phase it out. We'll maybe go down from 4 cups of coffee to 1 cup of coffee and slowly stop. Cold turkey means you stop immediately. Is that what you did with coffee, that's Lindsay? Cold turkey?
That's what I did. Yeah. About a week ago, I was like, I felt like that was going to be the right direction for me, the right route for me. But other people, you know, smokers, for example, I've never smoked, so I don't know, but I would imagine this would be really, really hard to quit cold turkey, right?
Something that builds up more of an addiction like that, where there definitely are withdrawals, certain drugs, alcoholism, cigarettes, is very difficult to quit cold turkey because your body needs it physically.
Oh my gosh. So that phrase is particularly used. You'll hear native speakers using that a lot when they talk about smoking. I feel like I hear that a lot with smoking for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do we have any samples?
Yeah. I've been smoking for 20 years. I just had to quit cold turkey.
Right. And some people do it and it works. It just depends on the person, the situation. There's a lot of factors, right?
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. You might also say like, it doesn't work for me to just eat less sugar. I have to quit cold turkey. And that's really true for me. I'm not really good at just eating less of something.
Right. Because it's a slippery slope. You want a little bit more, right? It's better if you just say, we're putting this away. We're not even buying this.
Yep.
Right. Exactly. And it's not in the house. If it's not in the house, it's easier.
Yes, that's really true. Right. I'm really good about when I'm in a grocery store about not selecting the things that are unhealthy. I'm not grabbing chips and cookies and whatever, because if it's at my house, when I feel peckish, when I want a snack, when I'm going to eat whatever there is.
That's kind of my motto. Yeah. That's my motto towards healthy eating is like, I don't buy those things. So I don't really keep them at home so I can have them out. Like I can have ice cream on the street on a summer evening, the best thing. And I do it pretty much every weekend in the summer. Yeah. All the time.
But you don't have like a gallon of ice cream in your freezer.
I don't have ice cream at home because it's like a special, then it becomes special, you know? Yes. Yeah.
I have heard the advice of not grocery shopping hungry because if you're hungry, you're like wanting to get all these snacks. And if you're not hungry, you're more thoughtful about like, okay, what am I going to cook that's healthy?
Yeah, I've heard that too. That's a good point. I'm sure it's true. All right. What else? We have throw in the towel for our listeners. Guys, write this one down.
Yep. And it just means to quit something, right? We use this a lot at work in business English. We'll say, I'm getting nowhere with this project. It's time to throw in the towel.
Yes.
And I don't know where that comes from, what it has to do with an actual towel or swimming or showers, but we say it all the time, just meaning to stop something, to quit something.
Right. Or
to give up.
On a previous episode, we were talking about the band, right? They didn't throw in the towel for 10 years. They resisted the temptation, right?
Exactly. Good point. The same, what we want you guys to do. Don't throw in the towel too early, right?
Yes.
Stick it out. Make sure you've exhausted all possibilities and put in all the effort. And then sometimes we do have to throw in the towel when something's not working out.
Right. But you may want to say to someone, you know, if you spot talent in them, don't throw in the towel just yet. There's potential here. Right. And I think sometimes we know, that's why I kind of understand the band. Like we know when we're creating something that's really special. Right?
Yes. Right.
So they listened to their internal selves, maybe not to all of society that said, oh, you don't have any audience. It's time to throw in the towel.
Right. Exactly. I really love that phrase as a way to encourage someone where if you see they have real talent, maybe I think of my dad, he was an artist, an oil painter.
Yeah.
And my mom had to really encourage him. And she may have said this exact thing to him because it would have been really easy when financially it was difficult. He, you know, wasn't seeing a lot of success to start maybe teaching art classes or do something else. And she would have said this, right? You have talent. Don't throw in the towel, right?
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yeah. And how long for your dad did it take? How long was that period of time?
years. He wasn't really seeing a lot of success even when I graduated from high school yet. So I'd say maybe 20 years before he became quite successful and it was easier. It was just a lot of, you know, weekend shows and just really hustling to like make ends meet.
Wow. That's incredible. 20 years. Good for him. That's amazing. That is amazing. That's so admirable, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. Right. And for all of our listeners, we know you are out there. That's what you're doing, right? You believe in yourself. You know, you have certain talents and skills and you're pushing and we recognize that, right? It's a very admirable quality to not throw in the towel, to not give up as soon as it's difficult to like push through.
I completely agree.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, Aubrey, should we dive into a role play for our listeners?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
I'll start us off. My daughter is off gluten as of last week.
Oh, how's that going? Did she just quit cold turkey?
Yeah, we're trying to see if it's causing a skin condition she's been experiencing.
Oh, I tried to be gluten-free for a while, but it was so hard. I eventually just threw in the towel.
I get it. It's worth it, though, if it makes you feel better. I'm worried she'll call it quits, though, because it's so hard.
Oh my gosh. Is that actually happening with your daughter right now?
No, I just made that up for the role play, but I do have a good friend who is gluten-free because she was having all these allergic reactions and intestinal issues too. So she's sort of experimenting to see if it makes her feel better. I think this is pretty common. A lot of people who just don't feel well, and they're trying to figure out, is it dairy? Is it a gluten intolerance? What's happening here?
Yeah, it's becoming more and more common. And yeah, for sure. I feel like I would struggle so much with beer, not being able to drink beer. I love craft beer. Yes, and they do have like gluten-free, but it's not the same. And it would be hard. It would be hard.
Yes. And I know of at least one person who's gluten-free and can't drink most beers. And what a bummer. Such a bummer.
What a bummer, because like, at least in my life, like we go to breweries all the time on like a Sunday afternoon with our dog. It's sunny. Everyone's outside with families and kids and dogs. It's more an event. That's kind of part of the problem when certain events are built around food or drink, you know, giving that up and not having that option to go to that place changes your life.
Yes,
right?
It's true. And there are certainly alternatives, right? There are different places that people can go. Luckily,
there's cider
where
places.
You have sort of this tradition built around that, it would be sad for that to change.
I think so, for sure. But for some people, it really is a true health issue. Like some people have very extreme stomach problems, vomiting, all this stuff. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Celiac disease, definitely.
Yeah, celiac disease. Okay, let's go through the vocabulary for our listeners here.
Yeah, so first I said my daughter is off gluten. So that means she has stopped eating any gluten.
Right. And then I asked you, oh, wow, did she just quit cold turkey? Right.
So I asked, meaning, did she stop eating all at once or did she sort of phase it out? Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you said she's been off for a while, or you said that you tried to be off and then you eventually threw in the towel, meaning it was too difficult. So you gave up.
Exactly. And then one last one here,
right? I said, call it quits. This is a little bit of a bonus. That's another way we say to quit something. We use this phrase to call it quits, right? And we'll often say this with business English too, be like, okay, you know, we're getting nowhere here.
Yes.
Let's call it quits. Meaning like, let's end the meeting. We'll pick this up later.
Yeah. That's a great bonus for today, guys. Write that one down. That one is also used a lot. We could talk about this another day. Used a lot when it comes to like relationships and divorces and breaking up, right? We called it quits. Things weren't going well. Right. Very common. So
that's true. Yeah. A really native way to say, like, we decided to end the relationship, to say we called it quits.
Yes. Love it. All right. What's the takeaway for our listeners? This has been great.
I know, right? There are so many interesting phrases to talk about quitting something. And this comes up in conversation all the time. So you guys want to be ready with these idioms, with this native vocab, so that you can have that conversation. I ask friends about this a lot. I'll talk to friends a lot about things I went off that I stopped doing.
Sure, all the time.
Yeah. It's interesting, especially because when you quit doing something, it's sort of encompassing everything you're thinking about. It's on your mind a lot.
Yeah, right. Especially if you're having withdrawals from the thing, right?
Exactly.
For sure. Yeah, guys. And in terms of culture, this is not a taboo to talk about, right? Especially with closer friends or coworkers in many cases, it is okay to say, hey, I'm off coffee this week. You know, I'm giving it a try and share that with someone, right? Totally fine in American culture. Talk about it, go into it, a good way to connect. I would also say, on a level of our lives, let's challenge ourselves to go off of something, right? Like coffee or gluten or something we feel maybe is not super great for us. And we're not quite sure how addicted we are. It's an interesting, just as an experiment, right, Aubrey? What do you
think? Yes, I really love that idea. I know a lot of sort of spiritually or through religion, people will fast.
Right.
Often it's like all food, all drink, but it can be just one thing in particular, either for 24 hours or for a week, just to gauge, like, am I addicted to this? How bad is this for me? How do I feel if I don't have it?
It's really interesting to see how one food, right? I like that idea. Not everything, just that one thing does affect. How is that affecting your body? How are you feeling differently? Especially if you are consuming that thing every single day. You know, I like to stop and check at things I'm consuming every single day. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly. And I even think with when it comes to like someone going to Alcoholics Anonymous, this, I know that they're encouraged to share the journey with friends, to talk about it. We don't want it to be taboo. We don't want it to be something we're hiding and not talking about it. It makes it so much because we need that accountability.
Yeah.
So again, this is going to be something you're talking about because if you're trying to quit something and you want that accountability, you're going to need the vocabulary to talk about it with friends, coworkers in order to have that.
I would say that when it comes to alcoholism, drug addiction, you know, hard drugs, we're talking about another level of addiction. And I would say it's fine to talk about it. Just make sure you're around the right company, right? That's not going to judge you or that are actually going to support you, right? That would be one to not necessarily a brand new person. Oh, I've quit alcohol. Like maybe I would just hold back on that a little bit, right?
That's a good point, right? This isn't something to talk about with acquaintances at a conference somewhere. When you just met,
Sure.
I'm imagining definitely close friends, people you've worked with for some time that are your support team. You know they're going to be behind you.
Yeah.
You've probably had lots of conversations with them already, and they know that this is something you want to change, and they're going to be behind you 100%.
Exactly. So there's the difference between, you know, coffee, food, you know, gluten versus alcohol and drugs, different kind of category.
For sure.
Make sure you're in front of the right audience, but definitely bring this stuff up and challenge yourself to experiment with different things. Good stuff. Very interesting episode.
This is a really fun episode.
Yeah, really interesting. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you on the show very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.